Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Unaccountability Machine by Dan Davies examines why large organizations repeatedly make decisions that look irrational, harmful, or simply detached from reality. Rather than treating failures as the result of a few bad leaders, the book focuses on how complex systems redistribute responsibility until no one feels answerable for outcomes. Davies, known for explaining economics and institutions in plain language, connects everyday workplace experiences to larger patterns in government, finance, healthcare, and tech. He explores how targets, compliance checklists, risk models, and performance metrics can become substitutes for judgment, creating incentives to game the system instead of serving the mission. The result is a machine that produces plausible paperwork while weakening genuine oversight. Across the book, the central question is practical. How do we rebuild decision-making so that information, authority, and consequences line up again? Readers are invited to recognize the design flaws that turn smart people into passive participants and to consider reforms that restore accountability without falling into simplistic blame. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how accountability disappears inside modern institutions. A core idea in the book is that unaccountability is often engineered, not accidental. In large systems, work is divided into specialized roles, decisions are broken into stages, and responsibilities are distributed across committees, vendors, regulators, and software tools. Each handoff can make the overall outcome harder to trace to any single person. Davies highlights how this diffusion allows everyone to claim they followed process while the system still produces bad results. Instead of asking who decided, organizations ask whether the correct steps were documented. That shift replaces responsibility with procedural compliance. Another mechanism is the separation between those who experience consequences and those who make the calls, such as executives insulated by layers of reporting or by contractual outsourcing. The system then rewards cautious conformity rather than accurate feedback. People learn that raising problems is risky, while producing reassuring numbers is safe. Over time, organizations become skilled at generating internal narratives that protect the institution from criticism, even as real performance worsens. The topic frames unaccountability as a structural outcome. Once a system is optimized for defensibility, it naturally resists learning, because learning requires admitting error and changing course. Secondly, metrics, targets, and the illusion of control. Davies explores how measurement, meant to clarify performance, can distort it when metrics become the goal. In big systems, leaders want dashboards that simplify complexity, so they rely on targets, key performance indicators, and ranking schemes. The book examines how these tools can create a false sense of mastery while pushing frontline workers to optimize for what is counted rather than what matters. When a number becomes a target, people adapt by gaming, filtering, and redefining the work to make the number look good. This can mean prioritizing speed over quality, selecting easier cases, shifting costs to other departments, or classifying problems in ways that reduce apparent risk. The institution then treats the metric as objective truth, even when it is increasingly disconnected from reality. Davies links this dynamic to why warning signs are missed. The dashboard stays green because the organization has learned how to keep it green. Meanwhile, nuanced information from experienced staff is discounted because it is not easily quantifiable. The system thus punishes judgment and rewards compliance, making outcomes worse while appearing more controlled. The topic emphasizes that measurement is not neutral. It shapes behavior, incentives, and what people feel permitted to notice. Thirdly, bureaucracy, process culture, and decision paralysis. Another major theme is how process can become a substitute for thinking. Davies describes a style of management where documentation, approvals, and standardized procedures expand to reduce perceived risk and to provide cover when things go wrong. In theory, checklists and governance frameworks should support consistent quality. In practice, they can grow into a self-protective bureaucracy that slows response and prevents accountability. When decision rights are unclear or dispersed, people seek sign-off from multiple stakeholders, not to improve the decision, but to ensure that blame is shared. This produces decision paralysis, endless meetings, and policies that satisfy auditors rather than users. The book also highlights how bureaucratic language can obscure reality, turning concrete failures into abstract compliance issues. As layers of process accumulate, it becomes harder to apply common sense because common sense is not an approved procedure. Frontline staff may know the best action, but lack the authority, while leaders have authority but receive sanitized information. The organization ends up acting late, acting indirectly, or acting in ways that protect the institution rather than solve the problem. Davies treats this as a predictable outcome of systems that fear error more than they value learning, creating a culture where the safest move is to follow the script, even when the script is wrong. Fourthly, models, risk management, and the story the system wants to hear. The book investigates how sophisticated tools such as risk models, forecasting systems, and financial engineering can contribute to bad decisions when they are used as shields. Davies argues that models are often adopted not only to predict reality, but to justify choices in a way that appears scientific. When a model becomes the official view, it can crowd out dissent and suppress uncomfortable evidence. People inside the institution learn to speak in the language the model recognizes, because that is how resources and approvals are granted. This creates a feedback loop where the system becomes blind to novel risks and tail events while insisting it is rigorously managing them. Davies connects this to crises where institutions appeared stable on paper yet were fragile in practice because the models assumed away key dependencies. Another problem is that model outputs are treated as decisions rather than inputs for judgment, especially when leaders lack the expertise or incentives to interrogate assumptions. The topic also addresses how audit trails and compliance regimes can encourage model worship. If a decision is defensible according to the approved framework, it is considered acceptable regardless of real-world consequences. The result is a system that mistakes formal rationality for actual wisdom, and that protects itself with technical language while losing touch with lived outcomes. Lastly, how to rebuild accountable decision-making in complex systems. Davies does not simply diagnose failure. He points toward reforms that realign power, information, and responsibility. A key idea is that accountability improves when decision-makers are closer to consequences and when feedback is hard to ignore. This can involve clarifying decision rights, reducing unnecessary layers of approval, and creating channels where frontline expertise is heard and acted upon. The book emphasizes the value of institutional designs that reward problem discovery rather than punishing it, such as blameless reporting for near misses, paired with real responsibility for fixing root causes. Another direction is simplifying metrics so they do not become the mission, and complementing quantitative targets with qualitative review from people who understand the work. Davies also suggests that organizations should treat models as tools that require oversight, stress testing, and adversarial questioning, not as automatic decision engines. Procurement and outsourcing arrangements can be redesigned so that vendors share meaningful responsibility for outcomes rather than merely delivering documentation. Importantly, the topic highlights cultural change. Leaders must signal that reality matters more than internal narratives, and that admitting uncertainty is a strength. The book's practical contribution is a set of ways to make systems learn again, by making it harder to hide behind process and easier to make sensible, timely decisions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who work in or around large organizations, managers, policy professionals, auditors, compliance staff, engineers, civil servants, journalists, and anyone frustrated by decisions that seem obviously wrong yet keep recurring. It is also valuable for citizens trying to understand why institutions sometimes behave as if they have lost contact with common sense. The benefit is clarity. Davies helps readers name the mechanisms that turn good intentions into perverse incentives and shows how accountability can be diluted by design choices such as excessive process, metric obsession, and model dependence. That understanding can change a reader's daily life at work by improving how they interpret meetings, dashboards, and governance requirements, and by offering practical ways to push for better feedback and clearer decision rights. Compared with similar books that focus mainly on individual leadership failures or generic corporate culture advice, The Unaccountability Machine stands out for treating failure as a systems problem with identifiable moving parts. It connects the office-level experience of paperwork and targets to society-level dysfunction while staying actionable. If you want a framework for diagnosing why big systems misfire and a grounded sense of what reform could look like, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support Dan Davies, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.